الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. أما بعد يا غدا بن سكر حياكم الله في this translation of the khutbah of today which is titled by part of the hadith where the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that Allah تعالى said, "Oh my slave, I've been sick, but you never came to visit me." And he's done the khutbah by khutbah al-hajj, and then he said, "All people, man with sickness is one of the trials that Allah Ta'ala puts the people with. To see whether they be patient, they pay patience, they show patience, or they reject the destiny that Allah Ta'ala decreed before them. However, Allah Ta'ala never sent down any sickness except that He subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the purification of it or the remedy of it. But this medicine or remedy is known to some people and unknown to some others. And from that, we understand that there is no any sickness that cannot have a purification or remedy. Except one, which the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned, or two, as in different hadith. One is death, and second is getting old. As there is not any medication that can stop one from getting old. Don't believe that. And there will be the doctor who found it will be the first one who will mend his age. I'm believing that there is a sickness that cannot have any medication other than what you mentioned. It's a contradiction to the aqidah of Islam and our God's nature, in Allah's nature. Allah Ta'ala will say that in Surah Az-Zumar, Ayah 75, "In أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ قُلْ أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَدْعُونَ مِنَ الْعَيْنِ قُلْ أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ" Surah Az-Zumar, 5-6. "قُلْ أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ إن أرادني الله بضر هل هن كاشفات ضره أو أرادني برحمة هل هن ممسكات رحمته قل حسبي الله عليه 75 عليه يتوكل المتوكلون." Say, "Oh Muhammad, see those ones you worship besides Allah. If Allah Ta'ala intends a harmfulness to fall on me, would they be able to stop it or remove it? I see those who worship besides Allah. If Allah Ta'ala bestows any mercy or sustenance on me, would they be able to stop it or remove it?" Say then, "O Muhammad, Allah is my sufficiency. On him, he will all tawakkul the believers with their trust." I cannot believe it.
by this English. Sometimes it happens like that. Happened to me several times. I was doing all technology like computers, all sort of systems. And then I found myself I'm advanced, so advanced to them. And one day I found myself more advanced than the computer. I was looking for something as a computer took me to other place. Now, then we also was our children informed us that there is nothing, of harmfulness or sadness that falls on you or Muslim, except that there will be a goodness in it for you. There is a goodness. I think the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu reported by Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah ta'ala, who said that the Prophet ﷺ said, "Man yusibu al-Muslim min nafar." There is nothing that falls on the Muslim of nafar. Nafar means tiredness or hardship. So that is the sickness. Now sometimes you get a difficulty to do something, to reach something. See if you are driving your car and it stops in the middle of the road here in Jeddah or in Medina or Riyadh, where it is extremely hot. And you come down trying to fix it. And you spend an hour or two. You must allow water, sweat. Is this going to go for nothing? It's the best. If you have patience and never object when Allah decrees for you, what does that mean? Never you change the heart, you cannot send the heart. If your car is broken, if your car breaks, it's already broken. Allah comes. Even if it's just 1 minute, it is called go. But it means to give patience in dealing with this difficulty. Feeling that, alhamdulillah, all what Allah gives is good. And feeling that this might be better for you than something else. And let me just stop and close my khutbah to give you something now to show you. Something happened just recently. When my son had the accident, the road accident here, he wasn't wearing the safety belt. And that's why when his brother was driving, when his brother missed the brake, he flew to the front. It's hard, it's hard. He flew to the front. And the airbag excavated, and it hit his eye and broke the lower jaw. Many people came and said, "See, these are the disadvantages of the airbag." I said, "Okay, if you just saw the accident that time, you may not say that." I said, the whole windshield came off. This was if the airbag did not excavate. He might be from out and the car drop over and might be in serious injuries or killed. Subhanallah. This thing must be treated as blessed. That's what Allah wants for you, not to be blessed. And subhanallah, my son in the Africa now, and at first we were in a private room, and then they discharged them for a couple of days, and then they will send them back. When they send them back, we put them in another room which has 6 feet of this. I subhanAllah. When we were in the private room, I was just looking at him and I said, sorry, I feel sorry. When we came to that, let's call it private room, I said something, make me think that my son is okay. No serious excellence. And Indians, I said it. See how you, when you use your interest to reach the wisdom of Allah and everything happens in this world, believe me, gonna all of you please. All. You cannot, no way that you be unpleased. SubhanAllah. I'm still closing the khutbah. To continue telling your story from Al-Hasan al-Basri, not from my son. Al-Hasan al-Basri one day passed by him, ma, sitting sad. He looked at him, said, young ma, what's for your son? He's sad, he's new. Then ma said, no, Al-Hasan al-Basri answered, is it something that Allah Ta'ala did not want it to happen, to exist? But it happened, it existed? See, no way! No way! If Allah didn't want it to happen, it cannot happen! Good, pass. Exam 1, pass. Question 2, is it something that Allah Ta'ala wanted it to happen? Meaning it's something of goodness that Allah wanted it to happen for you, but it did not happen? He said, no way. If Allah wanted anything to happen, it cannot stop happening. It will only happen. It will have to happen. Then Hassan I just looked at him and said, so what caused you sadness? What caused you sadness? Is it for something that? Are you sad that Allah Ta'ala decreed this thing for you? And that's why Rasulullah SAW again closing my khutbah. Rasulullah SAW said, look to the people who are lower than you. Don't look to the people who are higher than you. And that is better for you, so you don't belittle the grace of Allah on you and the mercy of Allah. What does that mean? If you are sick, don't look to the healthy ones, look to the worse ones than you. If you are poor, don't look to the rich people, look to the more people, more poor people than you. And so on. Always look to who are worse than you. Then you say, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. So, I'm putting the khutbah, not to the khutbah. Now, Isa al-Sallam said, ma yusimu al-Muslim. Nothing will fall on the Muslim. Min nafar of hardship. Wala wasab of tiredness. Wasab tiredness. Wala ham, birth, wala hazan. It's close to words. But ham, usually, words of something will happen in the future. You are too worried about something may happen. But hazan is sadness of something happened in the past, which makes you sad. That is the difference between ham and hazan. Wala adha, no hardship or harmfulness. Wala gham. Gham is again sadness, but extreme sadness, and it is not for something happened in the past, but it is for news of something maybe definitely going to happen which you don't like it. That is Ram. Ram and Ham about future. Ham is a way. Ram, because a way may not happen. But the gham is you got the news which makes you fight for something in the future going to happen. Allah off of this. If it's going to happen, for example, let me just make an example. You are told that the decision is already made by your management that you are transferred to the border of the country, which you don't like. It may happen and the decision may be changed. Maybe tomorrow you get sick and you get sick leave or sick report that says you cannot go there. Nobody knows. But from now till then, your staff, and your arm could be both worry and sadness at the same time. But it's about something in the future. See? Even this, look at that. And then you start saying, حَتَّ الشَّوْكَ يُشَعْفَى. Even the thought, when it hits you, stings you, what will happen? إِلَّا كَفَّرَ اللَّهُ بِهَا مِنْ خَطَايَا. That is the condition, ikhwan. You always refer things back to Allah. You say, أَسْتَغْفِرُ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهِ إِنَّا لِلَّهِ إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَجَهُ. Don't go like the kuffar. Oh shit, damn it, laughing, damn it for all. Oh, no, I'm you. You're working with me. Similar, and you're with yourself very. Okay. Or you are hammering and you hit your finger. Damn it for all. So the hammer didn't hit yourself. So what damn it for is? What damn it for? It's you mean it or you don't. It's from the shaitan who made it to come out of the front objecting to this to me. Which is very dangerous, very serious. Very serious. So always say, Alhamdulillah, Inna lillahi inna ilayhi raji'un, Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakeel. Like that. Astaghfirullah. Like that. Then you start telling them, إِلَّا كَفَّرَ اللَّهُ بِهَا مِنْ خَطَايَا. Except any of those things that you mentioned happens to you, then you make sure that Allah Ta'ala will forgive, will remove some of your sins for that. Only if you are Christian. Trusting Allah. Please remove this. As in the other hadith, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. Wondering to the matter of the believer. إِذَا أَصَبَتُ سَرَّا صَبَرْ إِذَا أَصَبَتُ سَرَّا شَكَرْ. Whenever any good thing for a broke person, he thanks Allah Ta'ala. وَإِذَا أَصَبَتُ سَرَّا صَبَرْ. And whenever any harbor in this cold oil, he be patient. And then he starts telling him, وَلَيْسَ ذَلِكَ إِلَّا لِلْمُحْنِ. And that is only, the goodness of this is only for the believer. If the kafir does the same thing, he's not going to have any good in the akhra, in the hereafter. He will be rewarded here. You will be rewarded here and there. You will be rewarded here and there. Then the kafir will be rewarded here. Okay. Yeah? For any good thing that he does. Rasulullah warned against cursing the killer, victim, female. Some people, when they get any illness, for example, human, he curses sugar. Meaning objection. Whether you curse, you use any other word, the Arabs used to curse. Maybe they. And the people do not curse, but they sing some words that means objection. That means objection. So, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said what? He صلى الله عليه وسلم said, he came to visit a woman from among the companions called Umm Sa'ib. Umm al-Musayyib. That's her kunya. Either Umm al-Sa'id or Umm al-Musayyib. And then he said to her, what happened to you, Umm al-Sa'id or Umm al-Musayyib? Why you are, he said, here to just defeat us? that Zafina means you are either yani shaking or tearing or uttering words that means objection or something like that. Now, she said, Al-Humma, the fever. لا بارك الله فيها. May Allah not, may Allah bless not the humma. So what's wrong with that? What's wrong when you say, may Allah bless not the humma? Nothing, yani, wording like that, nothing wrong with that. But it means objection of me, qadr. Who brought the humma to you? The humma came to sin? Yeah. Why humma came to you? Why not cancer? Why on the desert? Why not cancer? It is Allah of order. So when you curse the humma, it means you are objecting, you are a verb to you. Then he said, Rasulullah said, لا تسب الحمى, do not curse or insult the fever. فَإِنَّا تُذْنِبُ خَطَايَ بَنِي آدَمَ, as if we know the sins of the mankind or children of Adam, sons of Adam. كَمَا يُذْنِبُ فِيهُ خَبَثَ الْحَدِيثِ, as the oven, as the oven of the smith removes the the impurity from Muslim or God, as he said Muslim. And he saw someone said in the hadith in Sahih Tirmidhi, as indicated by Al-Albani, in the day of resurrection, people who were yani, on good conditions of health and wealth and life here and before, from amongst the believers, what you that time in the very rest of the youth, or they hope that they were given sicknesses, or as you said, that they would, or they hope, if their skins would be cut by the flyer, or our service. Why? He says, for the massive reward that they see given to those people who were under trial in this world, in this world of life. That they were precious, and they were pleased with the qadr of Allah. And he saw our servant say, verily, if Allah Ta'ala written a higher rank for one of the slaves, written meaning in the reserve book 50,000 years before he created the heavens and earth. He already wrote that this man will be from the highest rank people of the Jannah. Yeah? He, the Prophet said, and if this man's deed cannot elevate him to that level, is it going to be changed? La. Allah Ta'ala said, my better call level. But I said, it's not going to be changed. Finished. Allah written in the book that this man will be from the higher rank, he will be from the higher rank. Okay. What elevation will be then? Now you'll be. This man's deeds are not strong enough, not heavy enough to raise him high in the heavens. What will happen? Isa Salaam says, ابتلاه الله في جسده. Allah Ta'ala will put him trial in his body, meaning sickness, different sicknesses. أو في ماله, or in his wealth. Allah makes him rich. You can make yourself rich, but Allah Ta'ala makes you rich. Allah makes them rich, and at the second, he removes all that to become poor. And he says, Alhamdulillah, oh, he gets higher on the Jannah. But if he objects, but look at that, I'll be well at it. Or maybe Allah Ta'ala saves him by his children. Makes his children die in front of his eyes. Or born incomplete. Or born with a sickness, serious sickness. Allah. Allah, look at that. Look what happens. Because Allah has written this man to be the most good of everyone to the Jannah, He says, He says, He says, ثُمَّ يُحَبُّ ثُمَّ صَبَّرَهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ Allah will make him patient. Look at that. It's not him making him so patient. Allah will make him patient. Meaning, automatically he shall not object. He will never lie to object. Like that. So Allah will make him. حَتَّى إِذَا اللَّهُ الْمَنْزِلَ Up until, يعني Allah Ta'ala makes him reach that level, that one in the Jannah. Which Allah Ta'ala has written for him in the desert book. And Allah Ta'ala made this sickness, all sicknesses, not all sicknesses, but we are talking about sickness today, all sicknesses to be a cause, to be a cause for entering the Jannah and be protected from the fire. Look at this hadith that Abu Hurairah reported that the Prophet ﷺ said, the Prophet ﷺ one day took Abu Hurairah and went to visit a sick person. And when he came to him, he said to that sick person, I'm sure, after their tidings. What does that mean? When you tell somebody is sick, after their tidings, it means to him, oh, a very excellent surgeon or doctor arrived. That's the kuffar. You hear good news is when you are told that by your patients Allah Ta'ala is pleased with you. That's the real good news. Isa Salaam said to the man, I'm sure have the good news of your presence. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ يَقُولُ Then Allah Ta'ala says, هِيَ نَارِ It is my fire. What is it? It is. What is here? Sickness, loathing, Happiness, hardship, whatsoever that makes you unhappy. هي ناري أسلطها على عبدي المؤمن. I put it on my believer slave. My believer slave, not any slave, my believer slave. في الدنيا, in this world of life, in his life, time. لتكون حظه من النار من النار من النار في الآخرة. So that this would be the share of his from the fire of the other day. Subhanallah. You may have teeth, stomach ache, back ache, head ache, whatsoever. That makes you sad or unafraid. And this would be like if you already got in the fire of Allah in the Akhirah. Who can reject that fire? So now Allah Ta'ala, because of your sins, is giving you the judgment now today. By what to take? What is to take? What is to take? Compared to take to what is in the fire of Akhirah. Nothing. And Allah Ta'ala made sickness to be a sign of His love to this slave. As in the hadith, the Prophet by Sirmina and the Prophet by Al-Bani, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ عِظَمَ الْجَزَاءِ مَعَ عِظَمِ الْبَلَعِ The great reward comes with the great trial and test. يعني as much hard it is, as more reward it is. It does not mean that you put yourself in the hardship. And some people understood this like that. They say, خلاص, if it is like that, I will be fasting and I go sits under the sun to make a new heart, said Akhir. They are not the words of you. You are yet in sin. You are sinning now. Because when the Akhir comes to you, you do not go. You are told, don't go to the Akhir because you may not resist. You may become power, you may object. So you don't go. Isn't jihad something wanted in the Sharia? Yes, it's wanted. Allah Ta'ala in the Quran, in many ayahs, calls us to go to jihad, isn't it? But Rasulullah said, لَا تَتَمَنَّوْ لِقَالْ حَدُوْ. Don't ask facing the enemy. Why? Isn't it in the end something good so we can be mujahideen and fill muscles and get from the Jannah? Nah. Because you may be a Muslim. You may be a Muslim. And be taught by the kuffar. And you may be even reject Islam. So don't hope to be in trouble. Don't put yourself in the trouble to say, I want to reward. Nah. Nah, this is not clear. But if you are not in the house, be patient, be the man. And be patient, yes. He said, barely the reward is as great as the hardship. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ إِذَا حَبَّ قَوْمًا اِلْتَلَهُمْ And barely, whenever Allah Ta'ala loves any people, Allah Ta'ala went to him and try. So we'll be with this destiny, with this qadr, then we will only get the pleasure from Allah. Allah, see when Allah is pleased with you. When Allah is pleased with you, what can stop from yani taking it? Nothing. Whatever you want, you'll get. In the other hadith, the Lord Allah Ta'ala said, كُنْ تُسَمْعَ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ الْوَقُرُ وَإِنَا إِنْسَانَ الْأَقْلِمَ He's bleeding. I'd be his hearing that he hears with. I'd be his sight that he says with. I'd be his hand that he hits with. I'd be his foot that he walks with. And whenever he asks me for his meat, I will give it. And whenever he asks me for anything, I will give it to him. Who's more happy than you? Who's more better than you? Woman sacrifice of the and whoever is unpleased with the qadr, he will only receive this type of unpleasant in his heart. Nothing more. Meaning no reward, and the case is not going to be changed. It's not going to be changed. It is not, you have hunger. I am hungry. Have you been? Is there going to remember it? Is it because you are angry, so the ready to go? Or the two days to go? You are not changing case. You cannot change it. So all the good news is that with your Lord. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us something else about sickness. You may be somebody who loves to pray the rawatib before and after salah. You may be someone who loves to pray duha, night prayers, etc. You may be somebody who loves to fast Mondays and Thursdays and 3 days of the middle of the month. But you are sick. And now you cannot. Guess what? Allah will give you the reward of this on the best account of it. Not as we used to do it, yeah. But as the best reward. Now this one, which is your reward now? When you done it or when you didn't do it? When you didn't do it. But because you didn't do it due to your sickness, not laziness. Not laziness, but sickness. Or travel as in the hadith. إذا مرض العبد أو سافر كتب له مثل ما كان يعمل مقيما صحيحا طوال هذا. إنما الإسلام ما له وزن the sick of travels Allah تعالى will write to him the reward of the worship that he used to do when he was يعني a citizen when he was a resident is that healthy and wisdom.
Allah Ta'ala is giving the reward now from you to do it, that's it. But the reward is not like that reward, meaning it will be given to him. Yeah? So what are we supposed to do when we are sick? We are supposed to be patient and pleased with Allah's history. Why? Because this proves your acceptance of the Lordship of Allah. This proves your acceptance of the Lordship of Allah. Patience, ikhwan, when we talk about patience in sickness, we mean three things. You hold yourself from objection by action or by saying. Some people, when they get sick, sometimes they think, why me? I never live a prayer. He says, Muslim, I never pray. I pray, I go to the masjid, and still I'm poor, he's rich, I'm sick, he's healthy, I'm having problems with my wife, his wife loves him. This kind of thinking is bad. You have to hope. Whenever you have this, you know that this will be able to accept Allah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Alhamdulillah. This is the position you should take. Sabr also to hold of your tongue of speaking. Some people speak up. They go to the people and say, look, I'm always sick. Why is that? Okay, you are asking why is that? Yani, to know the cause from this world, because if you are not eating well, you want this kind of advice, it's a different thing. That's a different thing. But when you speak up like that, yani, complaining, subhanAllah, you complain against who? You complain to who? You complain to the creation? Against the creation? SubhanAllah. Who has the power? How can you complain to the weak against the powerful? This is like a joke. Complaining to Nicaragua, then it's America. What Nicaragua can do? What can it do? So, there's no comparison, but just to make it clear. Otherwise, there's no comparison, it's Allah. And this is the creation. If you complain to America and whoever in America, whole world, jinn and mankind, and angels, and trees, and birds, and lions, whatsoever you want to complain to, nobody can change the case. Nobody. And holding your body back from showing the and driven against the towards the destiny. By meaning sometimes people hit and cut their clothes and to show that they are objective. They don't say it, but they show that. That's not good. You better say for Allah, you better say for Allah, alhamdulillah, like that. So fear Allah also to him, and be that is shown a lot of ishtihad with patience, a lot of that is patience, and do your best to give the proper medication. Do your best. Look for the medication. Rasulullah taught treatment and use medicines. As he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, verily Allah is the one who will send down the sickness. And he sent down the medicine. Allah Ta'ala is the one
one who created the sickness, and he's the one who created the medicine. And he subhanahu wa ta'ala made, and Allah ta'ala created a medicine for each sickness. So get treated and cured all sins of Allah, but avoid using haram. Avoid using anything haram. That hadith is reported by the Prophet said, Jabir radiallahu anhuma, that is Abdullah radiallahu anhuma, says that he knew the Prophet saying, verily, if there is any medication in any of your medicines or remedies, then it would be in the grave of the Qabr. Shaykh Mahdi, Imam Qabr, Hijama. In Hijama, meaning in Hijama. Or Hamil. Or branding. Branding with fire. Branding. Case. And then he says, but I don't like to be branded. It's a lot of permissible, but he says, didn't utilize branding for himself, nor for the believers. And this hadith goes back to the Bukhari. And he says, verily there is a medicine for each illness. And whenever the medicine, reaches the illness, and the right medicine reaches the illness or meets the illness, it was taken by the will of Allah. Look at that, by the will of Allah. Sometimes two persons have the same sickness, giving the same medicine, one dies and one is cured. It's a long time. We have faith, we have success. We belong to him. We belong to him. He can do whatever he wants with us. And this hadith is reported by Imam Muslim. Usama ibn Sharif says that the Arab are people who live in the desert. They don't have an education, no etiquette, nothing. They're rough people. Middles. They came one day to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they asked, Ya Rasulullah, shall we not use medicine? He said, yes, use medicine, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Use medicine, just cure. Verily Allah would never send down the sickness except that he sent down a cure, the occasion of medicine there, except wrong sickness. That there is no medicine for it. He said, what? Look, O Messenger of Allah, he said, Al-Haram, old age. How do you say old age? Old age? Huh? Age? Okay, age. That idea is important by the enemy. Imam Ahmad reported in the Sahih of Abdul, Allah Ta'ala sent not any sickness down to the end except that he sent a medicine for it. This medicine known by some and unknown by others. And unknown by others. It doesn't mean that you don't know that there is no medicine. Nah. You don't say, oh, this sickness, there is no medicine for it. No. Maybe the whole people today did not know it yet. Allah said, Allah did not allow them to know it. But one day, someone will know it. Allah will know it. And this is not only for Muslims. Allah Ta'ala permits even the kuffar to know. Imam Tirmidhi reported in the Sahih of Abu Khuzaimah from his father, when Allah Ta'ala said that, I asked Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, saying, O Messenger of Allah, see, what do you think about ruqya that we use, and medicines that also we use, and protection, ways of protection. There is a protection. Yeah, the meaning and prevention, right. Is this going to is when the qadr of Allah from existing? Is this going to stop the qadr of Allah from existing? He said no. But it is from the qadr of Allah. The existence of it is from the qadr of Allah. Nothing will happen in this whole world except with Allah decrees it. And Allah, what Allah permits. So hear Allah once again, all people, and know that the person who is sick is allowed not to fast, the obligatory fast, but he must make the place up wherever he is health or not well. And Hajj is also made not to be obligatory when someone who is sick or unable to reach the anxious house and perform the Hajj. However, there are some people, little number of Muslims, they deal with Salah wrongly while they are sick. And they stop it at all sometimes. Taking the excuse that they are sick. Treating it like fasting. Which is wrong. And they do so with purification, sahara too. Which is the condition of Salah. Sometimes they pray, but they don't care about Salah, they say, we are sick. We are sick. They pray now to do, we are sick. How come? And that's why we are going to clarify now the way that the sick person perform tahara, purification, and prayer. Shall we say, whoever is unable to use water for whatsoever reason, then he can't use what we call tayammum. Tayammum is to hit the soil with your both hands one time, just once, just one time. Like that. And then you wipe the left or the right from the width to the shoulders. And then you wipe the right over the left. And it's both you wipe over the face. That's it. The arm, you don't wipe the arm. Head, you don't wipe. Feet, nothing. Finish. All like that. Wow. How come? When you do it, this is collection, how, why? This is what Allah Ta'ala said with the Prophet ﷺ, said, we take it from the sick. And then you pray, if you can't stand, and you pray, the obligatory prayer, you have to stand. It's not, many people will say they are sick. And they're crazy to say, you should get to go sick. The Prophet ﷺ said, فَإِنْ لَمْ تَسْتَطِعْ Not because you are sick, you have headache, you sit down. You have dandruff, you sit down. What is that? Sickness that does not allow you to stand up. Then you sit, no problem. Then you sit, no problem. Now, if you cannot stand at all, then you can walk it. I see many people, they come walking, and they get the chairs from the end by the gate, and they come to the first floor. They, and sit down and they say, Allah, Allah, mashallah, who should get this one out? You can walk in that room. You can't stop for a minute and say, Allah, I can be sick, no problem, if you cannot stand for long. And for the reciting Fatiha and Surah, you cannot stand for all this long time. No problem, just at least, say Allah Akbar and sit. You are not paralyzed, so you don't stand for a second. But many people do not care. Allah said, Salah. Allah Rabbul Rahim, Allah Rabbul Rahim. Allah Ta'ala sent down this religion جزء very very يعني concise system. So you have to follow it. It's not up to you to choose whatever you like. To get whatever you like. لا لا. You have to do it the way you're told. صلوا كما رأيتموني وصلوا. Pray like you saw me pray. He was sick and he prayed. How did he pray? Hitler. If you can't make a call, then you have to make a call. Even if you are praying in secret, then you can't stand and make a call, you have to make a call. Right? And if you can't, then when you are sitting, you just lay your head, not the whole body. I see many people below their back on this. Then you just lay your head and just. Yes. Oh, but I can't do my job. It's not up to you. This is the way Rasulullah said. And if you can't make sujood, then you have to go for sujood. You have to go for sujood. But if you can't, then you lower your head, more lower down the rukuk. Let's say in the rukuk, you bend your neck, let's say, 80 degrees. In sujood, you just make it 60, little bit lower, and that's enough. And don't get muscle. I see many people when they go for sujood, they are going sitting on chair, they don't give them a seat or something like that, and they go like this, Allah. They put their head over the table or actually inshallah, what's your matter? When you give this wrong, subhanAllah. I studied Bukhari, said Musa, said Murad, but they didn't see this. I didn't say that they used to do something. If you can't face the Qibla, then it's obligatory on the roof of the Qibla. But if you are on deck and you cannot turn to the Qibla side, then no problem, you face the direction you are off. Yeah? So all you who are facing the Jannah or looking for Jannah, you got to know that if Allah Ta'ala wants goodness for a slave, He makes him try, whether sickness or divorce or whatever. And whenever Allah Ta'ala wants to do good with a slave, He makes him earn merit. He makes him earn merit. He provides him knowledge. If nothing is a deen, so seek knowledge. I ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive me and you and all the Muslims. This was the first part of the khutbah. The second part, I began saying Alhamdulillah, all the good to Allah, the one who cures from all sicknesses. And peace and blessings are on the one who is going to be given the intercession and the day of resurrection, the best of mankind, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Afterwards, Isa can say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَنْزَلَ الدَّعْوَ الدَّعْوَ. Where did Allah send down sickness and the medication? And Isa Allah made, and He sent down a medication for each sickness. So, get treated, but do not treat with anything haram. As in the hadith we brought to Ba'al Bayyid, and we already mentioned that in the first khutbah. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not only taught us how to give the medicine and how to pray, how to do our purification, ta'ala, but He also taught us what is known today by what they call it, Al-Hajr al-Tibbi, Al-Sanur al-Hajr al-Hajr. Banding. Banding. Is it? Banding, Hajr. To bind someone or some area. To
to control, to have control over the sickness, not to spread. I call it. They call it a quarantine. Nah. That's why the difference in South of Gubba is called quarantine. Because the hospital that deals with this type of diseases is located there. So, the Prophet ﷺ taught us this type of science 1,400 years before the knowledge. Isa said, as in the hadith of a Muslim, la yuridu min ridun ala musah. One sick should not come to the people who are not. You stay away until you get to it. Then you come. And that's why you have to clean today. Especially those elders at that time, can be abused. Can be more servants. And he saw something said as in the hadith of Bukhari, إذا سمعتم بالطاعون بأرض فلا تدخلوها. If you hear about a disease in the land, so don't enter the land. Don't enter the land. That's what they call the bandit. Maybe bandit. وإذا وقع بأرض وأنتم بها فلا تخرجوا منها. And whenever if it's found in a land and you are living in that land, don't come out of it, even if you are not embryos. Why? Because you may carry the virus, but you are not infected with it. You may carry it and then deliver it somewhere else. Oh, but I need to go. I can't go. Halas. This is the qadr of Allah. You have to wait. You have to wait. Yeah? And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as in the hadith, the reported by the Imam Muslim on the authority of Amr ibn Sharif, from his father, he said that the group of people who came from Taqif, from Taif, to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had one of them had a sickness called Judan in Arabic. And Judan is a sickness that influences a little, it's in the skin. It's one of the skin diseases. That is, it goes from one to another by touching. So when you hear the dad, they came to do bay'ah to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The covenant. He said to him, don't come. We expect to do a bay'ah, you're coming from there. Don't come. Because when he comes, he's going to answer all the sahaba and then everybody takes that sickness. See to that, right? And that's why today when you go to a quarantine, they make you wear special clothes and gloves and this and shoes and so you don't care what to do when you go out. And even they make you wear some dress that you take off before you leave. So you don't carry the virus with you. Imam Bukhari رحمه الله تعالى reported in the verse of Abu Hurairah رضي الله تعالى عنه that the Messenger of Allah said, لا عدوى ولا خيار. No influence, subhanAllah. He just said. The Isa said, there is influence. Now he said, there is no influence. What can be said in that? No, there's no confidence. He, لا عدوى means by itself. There is nothing can influence by itself, can harm by itself. It's by the qadr of Allah. The qadr of Allah. نعم ولا خيرة يعني no bad omen ولا هامة ولا صغر. All these won't be bad omen. وفرر من المجذوم. مجذوم is just said that the word was skin sickness which can ever نعم run away from the one who has this disease. As you run away from the lion, as I said, كما تقول معجل. See, if you come back to face the lion, what are you going to do? Oh my dear lion, and why will you? You just run to anywhere. So you deal with the people who have diseases.
mistake.
نعم
عن عيسى صلى الله عليه وسلم حديث ابن هريره لا يريد ان مرض على مصح وشو من شبابه.
And then I said, also of Allah,
verily Allah Ta'ala invited you and called you to go and visit sick people.
Allah.
How come? Now he told us, those who are sick should not go to those who are not, and those who are not should not go to those who are sick.
Now, say there are sicknesses. What do you mean by endurance?
Somebody who has broken bone.
Let me know it again.
Go and visit your thing.
Somebody, most of the sicknesses do not go by endurance.
Most of the sicknesses.
All of them listen.
Type of sicknesses that can be transferred
by contact or like that.
But most of the sicknesses, no.
Someone has cancer.
Well, what can cancer do to you?
Cancer doesn't go like that by touching on it.
So here Sa'ad Salim said,
as in the hadith of Abu Hurairah,
he said, verily Allah Ta'ala says on the day of resurrection again,
on the day of resurrection,
Allah Ta'ala says, O son of Adam,
I was sick,
but you didn't come to visit me.
Son of Adam says, oh Allah,
you are the Lord of all universes, how come I visit you?
How come I cannot visit you?
Why here in the hadith,
did you say that, how come you get sick?
Because the Sahaba known
that Allah didn't get sick.
But he said what we can't, what he before can do,
which is musical.
He says, where?
You are the Lord of the universe, how can I visit you?
Where?
Yeah?
He's in Allah Ta'ala says,
didn't you know that my slave so and so
many from six persons?
Who you are that Allah Ta'ala mentioned your name
on the day of resurrection?
To blame someone who didn't come to see you.
You are the villain.
You don't remember no more.
But Allah Ta'ala is
looking down.
And he subhanahu wa ta'ala
reminds that person with
on the day of resurrection.
I'm blaming this boy.
Didn't you know that my slave so and so was sick
and you did not go to see him to visit him?
Didn't you know that if you would have been with him,
you would have found me there?
What does that mean?
Found me.
He, Allah Ta'ala, be there?
Nah.
Then in freedom,
support
the figure of Allah
by you going to see somebody who's sick.
And he said, as in the hadith, the form of the Imam Muslim,
the right of the Muslim upon the other Muslim are six things.
Six things.
When you ever see him, you give him salah.
And when you invite him, you have to respond.
And whenever he asks you for advice, you have to give him the disadvice.
And whenever he speaks and says, Alhamdulillah, then you have to do something we call Tashmi,
Shamishwa,
to say, Alhamdulillah.
And whenever he is sick, you visit him.
And if he dies, you follow his janazah.
You follow his janazah.
It is not necessary to be someone who is your relative or your friend to go and visit.
That's it.
He's Muslim, you go and visit.
And only Muslim, even non-Muslim.
Even non-Muslim.
Look at that.
It's not only man, even woman, you can go and visit women.
Not only your maharam, even non-maharam.
Even non-maharam.
I tell you what,
but when you go to visit a woman who is not a mahram of you,
mahram means your mother, your aunt, your sister, your daughter, your wife.
Salah.
This is a mahram.
Any other woman other than these, I'm not my home for you. Your cousin, you're my home of you. And I just say, if you sit with, if you come, walk with the mahram. With their father, with their brother, with their uncle, with their son, with their husband, no problem. And not alone. Today's people are subhanAllah very strange. They either to go alone, or not to go at all. SubhanAllah, what is that? What is that? To go alone? That's not alone. Everyone knows the Billah, Billah. No, there should not be any man found alone with a woman who is not a mahram of his. Because she's going to be the third. Or they don't go at all. At all, if she's not mahram, how can I go? You said you can't go. You can go and she covers or with the person and serve behind the person with the privilege of Al Ma'am, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi. May Allah cure you, be patient, trust Allah, ask His purity, if He can ask Him, ask for peace from Him as if ask Him Himself. Always, yani, remember the mercy of Allah. Seek mercy from Allah like that. This type of visit will increase the iman of their closest, man or woman. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم visited Ma'a or Kaaba on the fire. His uncle or Kaaba. He came to visit him and he invited him to Islam. Although Abu Talib used Islam ruling, but he remained on his religion, which was Kufr. And when he saw certain friends to visit him, he had no purpose. And that's what we go for, when we visit somebody. He invited him again to Islam. But again, the friendship, the bad friendship, always prevents you from anything good. Abu Jahl and Uqba were there. And they said, no, how can you leave the living of your father? So he died last year and said that he is going to be, he chosen to be on his father's way. He visited the Jew boy. There was a Jew boy in Medina. He listened and he didn't see him. Then he was told that he was sick. So he came. And he asked the boy to say, La ilaha illallah. The father and the boy saw this type of high manners. This is your family. Your family. The Jews were the most recruited Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But he went and visited him. So the man who was still Jew said to his son, obey Abu Qasim. The boy immediately obeyed his father and said, La ilaha illallah, and died. The Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was very happy, saying that, Alhamdulillah, the one who protected him from the fire, through me. And he also, as we mentioned, the hadith of Umm al-Sayyid or Umm al-Masayyid, is a Muslim. He went and visited there with the company of Hamaham or someone else. But he went and visited there. So how come he said, no, it's Allah, it's Allah. It's Allah, no problem. But as we said, with Muslim missions. So whenever you visit a sick person, try always to say something very hopeful. Don't make him lose hope. Some people are very foolish, very stupid, and say these terminologies, but this is the fact. Nothing else but stupid. Then they come to a sick person, oh, I know someone who has this sickness, and he could not be treated, he died. What is this? Stupid. Doesn't he know that everyone is going to die? He doesn't need you to come and tell him that. Or he come and say, Subhanallah. This is doctor. Oh, the person says, oh, Allah. This is bad doctor. I know somebody who can come and die. Or get worse. What is that? You shouldn't keep your mouth shut if you don't know how to speak. When you come to somebody who's sick, you have to bring them to war. Say, MashaAllah. You show them the first time, say, MashaAllah, to bring them much better. Much better than they are. You never saw them before. But this clean is this, and makes them feel happy. MashaAllah. Allah Ta'ala, and then you remind them of the hadith you mentioned that Allah, if he, Allah Ta'ala loves some people, Allah would make them sick. So that these hadith are good for sisters, reminding him of that, doing a lot of remembrance while staying by him, SubhanAllah, Alhamdulillah. So you make him remember. Yeah. And try not to bring anything that makes them lose hope. That was the last of the aim of our khutbah today. May Allah Ta'ala benefit us from what we hear, what we say, and make us from those who are given all the support from Allah Ta'ala wa Allah Ta'ala alam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.